There are 2.5 months left in the Supreme Court's term, and we're waiting on some big decisions, one with implications for public sector unions, another that could legalize sports gambling across the country. There are also some cases that have yet to be argued, including a challenge to President Trump's so-called travel ban. Emily Bazelon is staff writer at the New York Times Magazine and a fellow at Yale Law School. Hi, Emily.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. And let's start with Trump versus Hawaii. This is the case over the president's travel ban that puts restrictions on people coming to the U.S. from a number of countries, including Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, and Syria. What is the court looking at?
Well, this is the third version of the administration's travel ban. And we probably all remember back to the beginning of the Trump administration when the first travel ban caused a very chaotic rollout in the nation's airports. And there were a lot of accusations that this was really a Muslim ban. Since then, the administration has tried hard to clean up the order that it issued. And now we're talking about restrictions that vary from country to country. But for the most part, the citizens of the countries that you named are forbidden from emigrating to the United States. And a lot of them are barred from working or studying or even taking a vacation here.
And what's the status of the ban right now? It's had been to a number of courts.
Exactly. It's sort of mixed. The Trump administration has lost in some of the federal district courts and in the Ninth Circuit, which is the Court of Appeals on the West Coast. But in December, the Supreme Court allowed this third version of the Trump administration's travel ban to go into effect. So the legal challenge is still very much alive, and that's why we'll have arguments at the end of April in front of the Supreme Court. But in the meantime, the Trump administration had this interim important victory before the Supreme Court. And that victory suggests that there may well be five justices on the court who are willing to rule in Trump's favor in June when this decision is expected to come down.
Another case that goes before the court next week gets to the heart of online shopping. This is a case that stems from a 2016 law in South Dakota that requires out-of-state online retailers to collect state sales tax. Tell us about this one.
So in the early 1990s, the Supreme Court barred states from forcing companies to collect sales taxes if they don't have a local physical presence in the state, the kind of traditional bricks and mortar stores. But a lot of the states have been complaining about that ruling. They're complaining about, you know, the billions of dollars in lost sales taxes to online merchants. And some of them have been effectively skirting the Supreme Court's decision. So the South Dakota law that's at issue in this case taxes almost all of the goods and services from retailers. And the state wants to keep doing that, and other states want to do that too. The challengers to South Dakota's law say that the big online retailers like Amazon already collect sales taxes from their customers. And so these state laws really affect the smaller players who are just getting started online. But, you know, if you're a brick and mortar store in South Dakota or any other state, you don't want the online retailers to have an advantage of not collecting sales tax.
Emily, we always get a lot of decisions in the final weeks of the term, and we're expecting a big one on partisan gerrymandering. Tell us about that case.
Yeah, this is actually two cases. One of the cases is a challenge to the redistricting map in Wisconsin. The Republicans drew that map. This is the state assembly that we're talking about. And they heavily favored Republicans to win in the way that they drew the lines and divvied up the voters. The second case is in Maryland, and it's very similar, except this time it was the Democrats drawing the map, giving an advantage to Democrats in the congressional races. And so the kind of basic question here is, do courts have a role in policing the boundaries of partisan gerrymandering? Should people challenging these kinds of maps be able to go to court and get relief from judges? The Supreme Court has never really granted that kind of remedy before, has not let partisan gerrymandering be something that courts make decisions about. And so that's a huge political question before the court right now.
And it would have an impact in the 2018 elections or 2020?
It would have an impact in 2020, mostly when the census happens again and the states redraw the maps. But in these particular states, it could also, yes, have an impact in 2018. And there's also a map in North Carolina that's at stake here. So the political stakes are really huge.
Just a few seconds left here, Emily, but there's always speculation about whether Justice Anthony Kennedy, who's 81, will retire. Is that, what are people saying?
There is some talk of that. It's hard to tell how seriously to take it. Publicly, it's come from Dean Heller, the Nevada senator. Not clear why Senator Heller would really know anything about this. I sort of get the feeling that it's low-level chatter and maybe is just being bandied about in an effort to push Kennedy off the court if you think that you want Trump to replace him. But it's just so hard to tell about this kind of speculation.
Emily Bazelon, a staff writer at the New York Times Magazine. I'm sure we'll be asking you that question again. Emily, thank you.
Thanks so much.